today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. I invite you to be with this program. We're going to speak about dignity in Islam.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Today, Friday, is the 8th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Esfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As always, we open the Holy Quran at the beginning of this episode. We choose chapter Munafiqun, verse 8. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون.
They say, if we return to Al-Madinah, the more honored for power will surely expel therefrom the more humble. And to Allah belongs all honor, and to His Messenger, and to the believers, but the hypocrites do not know.
The colonial powers in modern times imagine that the treasures of the heaven and the earth are available to them, and they try to impose economic sanctions on the nations who fail to submit to their will. Such blind, disobedient people have been unaware of the point that their possessions and riches will be scattered to the wind by the divine will, and their baseless might be perish. Such attitude regarding oneself honorable and others humbled is hypocritical and stems from the arrogance and self-conceit on the one hand and imaginary independence before Allah Almighty on the other hand. Had they been acquainted with the truth of total submission to Allah Almighty and His absolute ownership, they would have never erred in this respect. You're listening to today's special, and now we'll listen to Allah is the source of dignity and honor. Yes, our topic is about dignity in Islam. The dignity of Allah is the source for any other kind of dignity. Other kinds of dignity. He's the absolute source of dignity, just as He, Allah, is the source of light. In the Quran, there are several terms and notions that refer to the dignity of Allah. Perhaps the most obvious one is Izzah, which appears along with the derivatives from its root, 119 times, mostly related to Allah Himself. That dignity belongs entirely to Allah does not mean no one else can possess it. Rather, it means that all izzah, dignity, belongs to Allah as the source and then He gives to others. It is a gift from Him. Creatures do not really own it, but they receive it from Allah. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with self-esteem in Islam. Now we find that in the words of the third infallible Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in his supplication offered on the plain of Arafah near Mecca, and it's commonly referred to as Dua Arafah, the Arafah supplication, it's indicated that all grandeur and sublimity and highness is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is both because of and comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this sublimity, this highness, reaches whoever likes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intently. Otherwise, they would be very much lowered and very much feeble. At the same time, we find that this sublimity, this grandeur that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves staunch attention such that nobody is expected to commit anything wrong so as to lose this opportunity. And at the same time, it must be indicated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate being from whom everything, every help, every good comes. So everybody is expected to be attentive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first infallible Imam, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, indicated that whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very high, reaches highness, and becomes strong. At the same time, disobeying the divine indications and the divine rules and orders leads to one's humiliation and losing status. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that whoever wants to be the most honorable of all people, they should be concerned with being the most God-fearing and pious.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to a short part about Imam Hussein and dignity. Today, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is known to the world more than he was 5 centuries, 10 centuries ago. Today, the situation is such that when impartial intellectuals learn about the history of Islam and the story of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, they feel humble. Even for those who do not know anything about Islam, yet they recognize the notions of freedom, justice, dignity, elevation, and lofty human values. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is an invaluable role model in seeking liberty and justice, in rising up against vices and evils, as well as in fighting ignorance and humiliation of mankind. the belief that it was the uprising of the master of martyrs that preserved Islam is really a correct belief. This event has become livelier on a daily basis in the course of time and after the passage of many centuries.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Dear brothers and sisters, as the previous episode of today's special that we follow the tips of dignity and respect, today we reach to thanking even for the smallest favors. If someone comes ahead and does even the smallest favors to you, then you need to thank them. Even if the help is too little, never forget to be thankful for it and express your gratitude to them. Other tip is learning to have some patience. If you do not have much patience and cannot tolerate things in life, then it is quite certain for you to be in trouble. So having patience and learning to wait for things is the key to every success in life.
Is it that our desires and needs humiliate us or take away our honor and dignity? There are two ways. The first way in which our desires can take away our honor and dignity is our social honor and dignity, because every human being has a social reputation. Now, unfortunately, sometimes because of our desires, we do inappropriate things which cause us to lose our reputation in society. Some people, when they need something, they will drive other people crazy. They will knock on this door and that door. They will go to everyone they know in society. Please help me with this, help me with that. I want this, I want that. Have some mercy on yourself. Don't take away your dignity and honor. Some people, believe me, they will go to extreme measures. Now, when you do that, people will not respect you the way they would. People will not take you seriously, because they will see this person, all he's concerned about is himself and his needs and his desires. He really doesn't care about anything else in society. So people will lose respect for you. If you want that social respect to remain intact, don't allow your desires to blind you. Yes, even if you need something, be appropriate. Go to a few people whom you trust and say it in an appropriate way. And don't insist. When you keep insisting, then you are taking away your honor and dignity. Don't ever allow your needs, brothers and sisters, to take away your honor and dignity in society. Because one of the most valuable things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you is your honor and dignity. I tell you, the biggest source of honor for a human being is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest source of humiliation for the human being is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes because of our desires and temptations, we take away our honor and dignity because these desires cause us to disobey the one who created us.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about dignity in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. But till then, we'll leave you in Allah, the Almighty's protection.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله محمد نبي علي الإمام
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي